Chapter 4. Get Grounded. Look, it's time we get real about what mental health means, looks like, and how it is enacted. What I teach works. I've seen the evidence hundreds, if not thousands of times. No shit. And I don't just teach it, I practice these skills myself. They are tools I reach for to enjoy life and weather the times when the shit hits the fan. It's not new information, and it's not mine. In fact, what I named the Get Real method is just my way of conveying old ideas. My Get Real method is based on dialectical behavior therapy, DBT, which was made by Dr. Marsha Linehan. She combined Zen mindfulness practices with cognitive behavior therapy, CBT. The Zen mindfulness practices, two of the four modules of DBT, Linehan got from Thich Nhat Hanh's book, The Miracle of Mindfulness, which is super old Buddhist tradition. So yeah, none of this stuff is original. I've had the pleasure of teaching these classes for more than 15 years. And I've watched people change their lives for the infinitely better while practicing these skills. So let's get into it. I always start with some basic vocab so I don't keep saying words that make no sense to you. Dialectics, as in DBT, dialectical behavior therapy, is just a fancy term for something that seems like a paradox. Two seemingly opposing things existing at the same time in a balanced harmony. Basically, my whole life has become the Venn diagram. Those two circles intersecting, which represents any dialectic. Black, white, right, wrong, worthwhile, worthless. Even Zen, CBT, rational, emotional, acceptance, change. But we'll get into that. Emotional dysregulation, which I also have been calling emotional activation, is represented by figure one, which is just a Venn diagram, the two circles intersecting. Baseline is you cruising along in life calmly. Then something happens, often called a trigger, not a fan, because it kind of accuses or assigns fault. Or in other words, an event that activates an emotion, and now you're off baseline in one direction or another. If you can then validate your emotion in that moment, the validation alone can bring you closer to baseline, which can then allow you to mindfully apply your skills to bring you all the way back down to baseline before you make a decision about how you want to behave regarding that initial trigger. Validation is simply acknowledging, often just with an emotion word, happy, sad, angry, etc., an emotion we are experiencing. We validate all emotions, although not every thought that the emotion generates. When validating other people, we need not agree with them. Simply acknowledge where they're at. You look pissed is validating, even if you think their behavior is ridiculous. Thoughts versus feelings. The sentence, "I feel like that you're an asshole." This image is a simple diagram demonstrating a shrink-driven mistake that so many people make these days. Look at this sentence. I feel like or that you're an asshole. Well, for starters, like an asshole is not a feeling. Feelings are emotion words, happy, sad, scared, mad, etc. Just because you say I feel doesn't make it a feeling. One tip off is if you can replace the word think for the word feel in the sentence and it still works, that would make it a thought, not a feeling. So, I think you're an asshole works and is, therefore, a thought. You dig? The next tip off is the word like or that, coming right after the word feel. That means you're on your way to expressing a thought, not a feeling. For your I feel statement, to truly express a feeling or emotion, the next word after the word feel needs to be an emotion word or feeling. For example, excited, surprised, ashamed, pissed, apprehensive, etc. The reason this way of languaging emotions is so important is because, remember, we validate all feelings, but not all thoughts. Let's face it, we think all kinds of crazy shit, and that's totally okay. We're humans, and we have imaginations, and we're lucky we do. We just don't want to go through life believing every goddamn thing we think. Yikes! How truly terrifying. I often say to the folks I work with, it's a nice place to visit, but you wouldn't want to live here, while pointing to my head. As is my usual, I'm using humor to normalize the concept that dark, disturbing thoughts are had by everyone, even me, whom they look up to. It's perfectly natural and okay. No reason to deny the light and dark inside all of us. We can think whatever the hell comes in. We just don't want to act on every thought we have, or even believe every thought as fact. So we must develop an ability to effectively differentiate our thoughts from our emotions, so we know which to validate. All feelings, so we can regulate them. But not all thoughts, and certainly not all behaviors based on those thoughts. That's how messes are made, and shame and regret are increased. Our whole goal is to reduce mood-dependent decision-making, because those are the impulsive and reactive behaviors that bite us in the ass later. Messes. This is the one Venn diagram that is not a true balanced dialectic because it's linear. This is because validation must come before problem solving. You must accept that there is a problem in order to change that problem. This is so easily illustrated when interacting with rookie shrinks. I use shrink to mean a psychologist or a psychiatrist. So you're in your shrink's office. You open up and say you're super stressed about an upcoming test and you just have to get an A or your parents will freak. What do most mental health providers say next? Well, have you studied? What did you do to prepare for the exam? You could do some breathing exercises before the exam. Swing and a miss. While these may be decent suggestions for problem solving around your exam, somehow you don't feel any less stressed. Like, at all. Why is that? Well, basic DBT says that you weren't validated first. While stressed is kind of a catch-all, non-specific explanation of how you feel about the test, quick questions could easily get you to a more specific feeling word. Probably something in the fear camp, right? But even if you said a specific emotion word, I'm scared about my test tomorrow, for instance, a simple validation statement could provide some relief. I might say, yikes, is it math again? Or knowing me, I'd probably say something like, yeah, shit, you definitely look stressed out. We haven't even figured out what to do about the test yet, but you'll feel a little less fear just knowing I've met you where you are. It's the whole be versus do thing. You feel seen, heard, understood. Those aren't technically feelings, but you know what I mean. Calmer. You now trust that I get it. And if you believe that I get you, you'll be calmer and more open to us proceeding to the problem-solving part of our show, dig? Plus, a calmer brain just works better. your frontal lobe isn't as activated, and you'll have better executive functioning. Just to give you a little neurophysiology there, executive functioning is like the conductor of the orchestra, where the instrument sections are memory, concentration, attention. Also, trust is established. You trust I'm interested in listening to you and understanding where you're coming from. And I'm not just trying to be the answer queen. I'm not saying shrinks don't care. In fact, I think many do care. There's just this control mastery concept called intention versus impact, which basically says that regardless of what you intend to do, help, it may not always match up with the way it lands for the other person. Impact. You just skip the fact that I'm scared and now I feel invalidated. This happens a lot, and you can easily see how this could go down with parents, teachers, and even friends. They lead with the solution without acknowledging where you're at, how you feel. And now you wish you hadn't even brought it up. It's such a bummer. And basically, the whole premise behind the saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Don't even get me started on how much it sucks when you point it out to someone and they're like, well, I didn't mean to. Well, you did. So that's class number one in a nutshell. Then I give skills to practice during the week. I try not to say the word homework too much because all of us have experienced how much homework can suck. But that's basically what it is, though it does not suck. Promise. Plus, it's easy. This first week, you can, one, go look at the description of DBT on my website if you haven't already. DrJJKelly.com. Two, Google and print out an emotion words list or wheel. You want a hard copy because you're going to be using it. Three, ask yourself, how am I feeling? Several times a day, and do it without judging those feelings. Just use your list or wheel. P.S. Stupid is not an emotion. It's a judgment. Something with an evaluative quality, like right, wrong, worthwhile, worthless, and we're going to get you out of the habit of overusing judgments. More on that later. Four, practice validating yourself, others, and others with whom you disagree. See, told you. Homework, no biggie. In the next chapter, we'll get into the nuts and bolts of the core mindfulness skills module. In the next chapter, we'll get into the nuts and bolts of the core mindfulness skills module.